After having to cancel the event last year due to the COVID-19 pandemic, the Ring of Fire Ringette tournament will be returning to Airdrie's indoor skating rinks this Remembrance Day weekend, hosting nearly 600 players from November 12 to 14. While Airdrie Ringette Association, ERA, volunteer and coach Liz Kusseler wasn't exactly sure when the Ring of Fire began, she said the tournament has been taking place since at least the early 2000s, when she moved to Airdrie. It used to be one of the bigger tournaments, because we had every age level, she said. At the time we went up to U16, but then it just got so big. The Ring of Fire has grown so much over the years. According to Kusseler, the tourney had to be split up into two events, with one tournament taking place in November and one for younger athletes in March. The one in November has U12 and up, and the one in March is U10 and down, she explained. For the upcoming tournament, 43 teams have signed up from all around Alberta and even Saskatchewan to come play in Airdrie. According to Kusseler, approximately 600 Ringette players will be competing. It's really good, and because it has been going on for so long, the city knows when it comes to town, she said. Kusseler said all games take place at the Genesis Place Recreation Center and Ron Ebeson Arena, and there will also be the addition of a U19A group, a division that Kusseler herself coaches a team in. It's a lot of teams, she said. With it being a home tournament, every single Division 12 and up plays three or four teams, depending on their age level. It's huge. This year, Kusseler said most of the teams that have signed up are from Alberta. In previous years, there was more of a mix of BC and Saskatchewan teams as well. There will be plenty of local representation, as 10 Airdrie Sting teams will compete in the tournament. Kusseler said last year, the tournament couldn't go ahead due to the difficulties and restrictions surrounding the COVID-19 pandemic. We didn't even attempt it. Tournaments were not allowed at this time last year, she said. At the time, all that was allowed were cohorted games held every 2 weeks, which made hosting or attending tournaments impossible. Then, everything got shut down at the end of November anyways, she said. Being a home tournament and bringing in so many players, Kusseler said not being able to host the Ring of Fire last year was difficult for the local Ringette Association, but everyone is excited that it will make its return next weekend. We didn't know how this was going to go at all, but people are really ready to go. They really want this, she said. It's a bit of a return to normalcy for some of these kids. Operations will look a bit different this year due to current restrictions. As the tournament is taking place at city-owned facilities, Kusseler said proof of COVID-19 vaccination or a negative test are required for entry to watch the games. In addition, 50-50 raffles would be done through a QR code system, while sanitization of dressing rooms and audience seating areas will be done more regularly than in past years. Kusseler also said the ERA will unfortunately not be able to host the Come Try It event they usually do during the Ring of Fire weekend. The event would normally allow younger kids a chance to get on the ice and give Ringette a shot, but Kusseler said it was too difficult to arrange that this year. While schedules haven't been released yet, additional information about the tournament can be found by visiting airdrieringette.ca. Jordan Stricker, airdrietoday.com. Follow me on Twitter at jstricks.